You're listening to the Summerhill Gang. I'm Jamie, and you have found the Summerhill Shuffle. This is a music podcast that I put together on a semi-regular basis to share some of the music I have been enjoying lately. I play song clips here on the Summerhill Shuffle, but I always post videos and website links on the Summerhill Gang website so that you can listen to the full songs and check out all of the bands and artists on your own. Thanks for stopping by for a listen. I hope you enjoy the songs that I have for you this time, and I look forward to hearing what you think. Now kick back, enjoy the music, and let's get it started.
In 3, 2, 1. Q-Talent.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Summerhill Shuffle. This is episode number 29. As usual, I have 6 songs to play for you on this podcast. The first 5 are fairly current songs, usually tracks that I have been recently obsessed with, and the 6th song is a cut from the music archives. I have another awesome set of songs set up for you this time around. This episode has songs from some up-and-coming bands hitting the pop and folk rock scenes, plus some new music from a legendary rocker. If you like what you hear, head on over to the Summerhill Gang website to check out the show notes. The website is www.summerhillgang.com. You can also provide feedback on the show by leaving a comment at the website on this show's blog entry, by emailing me at summerhillgang@gmail.com, or by calling me at the Summerhill Gang feedback line. The number is 206-338-7748. And now, it's time to get into the music.
And now, the new number one song in the USA.
First up is a little ditty that has been shaking up the airwaves with its catchy chorus and positive vibe. Here with their first hit single is American Authors with Best Day of My Life. That is the band American Authors with Best Day of My Life from the EP called American Authors that came out on August 27th, 2013. American Authors is, of course, an American indie band. They're based in Brooklyn, New York. The 4 band members met each other in 2006 while attending the Berklee College of Music, and they spent their first years in Boston and recorded 2 albums under the name The Blue Pages. They relocated to Brooklyn in 2010 and changed their name. The song Best Day of My Life started gaining attention when it was featured in a Lowe's ad on TV. So far, the song has peaked at number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100, and it is featured in the upcoming, the movie that's out right now, Ben Stiller's movie, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. The band is not currently on the road, but you can find them in Huntington, New York at the end of January. Next up is a favorite here on the Summer Hill Shuffle. The band was featured way back in episode number 4 with the song September. Now they are back with a new song that is starting to make some noise on the charts. This is Daughtry with Waiting for Superman.
She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, you're still coming just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane. And she smiles all the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms. Nothing's making sense. She's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss, this metropolis. She says, yeah, he's still coming just a little bit late. He got stuck at the 5 and 9, saving the day. She says, if life was a movie, then men wouldn't end like this, left without a kiss. Still she smiles, oh, the way she smiles, yeah. She's talking to angels, she's counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, she's falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms.
That's Daughtry with the song Waiting for Superman from the album Baptized, which came out on November 15th of this year, 2013. Daughtry is the American rock band led by singer Chris Daughtry. Chris, of course, is known for his fourth place finish on the fifth season of American Idol in 2006. The band's debut album has sold over 4 million copies in the U.S. alone, and the four albums released over the last 7 years have total sales of over 20 million albums worldwide. The new album has only been out for a little over a month, and Chris and the band have been making the rounds, doing lots of interviews and playing TV shows like Live with Kelly and Michael, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and the Arsenio Hall Show. I like the new album. It has a lot of cool rockin' tunes, and Chris has an amazing voice, of course. Check out a bonus video on the Summer Hill Gang website of Chris performing with the PS22 chorus. Watching those kids sing gets me every time. Get a little teary-eyed. Next up is a fun pop song from a new band hailing from England. This is Bastille with Pompeii right here on the Summer Hill Shuffle.
Hey, hey, ooh, hey, ooh, hey, ooh, hey, ooh, hey. you close your eyes. Does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? Tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
That is the band Bastille with their song Pompeii from the album Bad Blood. That came out on September 3rd, 2013. Bastille is an English rock band formed in 2010. They began as a solo project by singer-songwriter Dan Smith, who then turned it into a band, which is now a quartet. The name of the band derives from Bastille Day, an event celebrated on Dan Smith's birthday, which is July 14th. Pompeii is actually the fourth single off the band's debut for Virgin Records, but it has exploded here in the U.S., reaching number one on the Billboard Alternative Songs chart. You can hear the song in the trailer for the upcoming movie, Mr. Peabody and Sherman. In January, the band will be playing a few dates in South Africa before coming to the U.S. to play dates in Michigan, Massachusetts, and New York, and then returning to the U.K. Next up is a folk rock band from Los Angeles, California. Bringing their Laurel Canyon sound, this is Dawes with Most People.
Focuses her energies on just walking through the neighborhood, with depths and shallows nobody could sound, like January Christmas lights under billion-year-old stars. She comes up with more of what is lost than what is found. So by the time that she explains to me just a glimpse of what she's understood, she betrays the meaning, putting it in words. So she smiles at me lovingly and says, just let me hold your hand. So far it's the only way I can let myself be heard. And she thinks, most people don't talk enough about how lucky they are. She doesn't know most people feel that same way. And she thinks most people don't talk enough about how lucky they are. Most people don't know what it takes for me to.
That's the band Dawes with Most People from the album Stories Don't End, which came out on April 9th, 2013. Dawes is an incarnation of the rock band Simon Dawes, which originated in Malibu, California. That band was started by Taylor Goldsmith and Blake Mills, who were friends in junior high. The name of the band came from the middle names of the two founding songwriters. When Mills left the band, the name then changed to Dawes, and they abandoned a post-punk sound for a folk rock sound. Taylor is the lead vocalist. He also plays guitar and keyboards and writes most of the songs. I think he sounds most like Jackson Browne when he sings. His brother Griffin plays the drums. Wiley Gelber plays bass, and Ty Strethairn plays keys. Stories Don't End is the band's third release, and the song Most People is getting a lot of airplay on adult-oriented rock radio. Dawes recently collaborated with the Killers on Christmas in L.A. for a Red Holiday release to benefit the Global Fund to Fight AIDS. You can find a bonus video of this song on the Summerhill Gang website. Next up is a man who really needs no introduction, a legendary member of the Beatles. Sir Paul McCartney released an album this year called New. This is the second single released from the album, and it's called Queenie Eye, right here on the Summerhill Shuffle.
There were rules you never told me.
Queenie eye,
That's Paul McCartney with Queenie Eye from the album New. That album came out on October 14th, 2013. This is the 16th studio album from Sir Paul. It is his first album since Memory Almost Full in 2007, and to consist entirely of new compositions. In 2012, of course, he released a superb album consisting primarily of cover versions of old standards, traditional pop music, and jazz. This new album was executive produced by Giles Martin, son of the great Sir George Martin, who produced almost all of the Beatles records. Giles also previously worked with his father and Paul to remix, rearrange, and recombine music of the Beatles into the soundscape for Love, the theatrical production by Cirque du Soleil that is performed at the Mirage in Las Vegas. For New, Paul has said that some of the rock arrangements are unlike his usual rock recordings, and that he specifically sought out younger producers to record the album. I think the result is a fantastic album, and my favorite of his since Flaming Pie that came out in 1997. I have a suspicion that you'll hear more from Paul's album in my 2013 Top 10 Countdown, which is coming out in a few weeks. And now it's time for the classic cut for this episode, going back into the archives. And we're going to go back to 1997 and pull a track from Paul McCartney's album, Flaming Pie. This is The World Tonight, right here on the Summer Hill Shuffle.
I saw you sitting at the center of a circle. Everybody wanted something from you. Saw you sitting there. Saw you swaying to the rhythm of the music. Got you playing. Got you praying to the voice inside you. Saw you swaying there.
I don't care what you wanna be. I go back so far. I'm in front of me. It doesn't matter.
That is Paul McCartney with our classic cut, The World Tonight, from the album Flaming Pie, which came out on May 27th, 1997. Flaming Pie was Paul's 10th studio album. The World Tonight was the only single released in the U.S., peaking at number 67 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 23 on the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart. There are many fine songs on the album, including Calico Skies, Flaming Pie, and Little Willow. Sir Paul is, of course, one of the greatest musicians of our time. The 71-year-old singer is a singer and songwriter and multi-instrumentalist and composer. He, of course, gained worldwide fame with John Lennon, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr as members of the Beatles. After the Beatles broke up in 1970, Paul went on to a solo career, later forming the band Wings with his first wife, Linda. He has 60 gold records and sales of over 100 million albums. Paul has writer's credit on 43 songs that have sold over 1 million copies each. He has written or co-written 32 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. Sir Paul has won 16 Grammy Awards, and the Beatles will be honored at the 2014 ceremony with a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. What a life and career. And it appears that McCartney has no intentions of slowing down. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Summer Hill Shuffle. Thanks for joining me once again to listen to some great music. Be sure to check out the Summer Hill Gang website for all of the show notes and videos, and stay tuned for another episode of the Summer Hill Shuffle coming soon. The next episode will be a countdown of my top 10 albums from 2013. See you next time!
You've been listening to the Summer Hill Gang, pop culture goodness for your brain. Visit our website at summerhillgang.com, send us email at summerhillgang@gmail.com, or call our listener comment line at
206-338-7748.
Thanks for listening.
It's over!